Like many of us, music critic Milo Miles admits he doesn't know much about flamenco music, but he knows what he likes, and he likes the new flamenco anthology called Duende.
In theory, flamenco should be one of my favorite kinds of world pop music. It's compulsively eclectic, highly percussive, and over the top at its calmest. Yet flamenco singers have often sounded hokey to me, and flamenco's fusions with rock and other musics have seemed very shallow. And another problem is its formidable scope. To outsiders, flamenco appears to have as much history and as many heroic figures as, I don't know, cricket. And it's so hard to choose among the relatively few flamenco recordings available. Now producer and compiler Angel Romero has come to the rescue with Duende, a 3-CD collection that should make believers out of skeptics and the uninitiated. Flamenco has a rather odd history. It began in the south of Spain, often played by gypsies, but not created by them. Flamenco took off big in the middle of the 19th century, became a craze by the early 20th century, then went into a tailspin from the 20s through the 1950s. As fascism faded in Spain, flamenco came out of the shadows. By now, it's as popular as it has ever been, and probably more varied, with more virtuoso players. Angel Romero handles this sprawl by devoting the first disc to singers, the second to guitarists, and the third to a younger generation of progressives. I'm still convinced flamenco vocalists are a bit of a challenge, but you'd have to be a lump not to appreciate the powerful voice of the classic flamenco singer who called herself the Girl with the Combs. The highest compliment you can pay an anthology is that its selections flow together as an engaging work that stands on its own. And that is decidedly the case with the third CD of Duende, called Exploration. Among the several surveys of new flamenco that have come out in recent years, this is by far the smartest and most listenable. Rock, jazz, even Indian music are putty in flamenco hands. By the way, there's nothing by the Gypsy Kings, probably because they're well known already, but I'd like to think it's because they're so darned fatuous. Still, bands that have never done anything for me in the past, such as Katama and Patanega, sound hungry and vital in this context. Brash eclectics like the band Amalgama deliver penetrating, on-target songs that testify to flamenco's flexible spirit. I'm not even sure I would rush out and get more work by the artists represented here, but Angel Romero's presentation sure intrigues me. And Duende should help anyone get up to speed with flamenco.
Music critic Milo Miles, he reviewed the 3-CD set of flamenco music called Duende on the Ellipsis Arts label.